Welcome to another episode.
Welcome to the Halloween episode.
We're actually going to do some quick fire questions here. There's a lot of Halloween topics mm-hmm, out there, mm-hmm, and you know, everybody has their own opinions on the extra worldly. No one calls it that.
Nobody calls it that. We're going to have to use to transition between segments in this episode. We're going to have to get an organ going.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw some questions at you.
Okay.
Have you ever used a Ouija board?
Yeah, sort of. My sister had one growing up.
Sweet.
I never like sat down with friends in a candlelit room and used it though. And I think that's the only way to do it. I would pull it out and like pretend that I was doing something with it, but I've never actually used a Ouija board as it's intended.
Uh-huh.
And also they're a lie and someone is dragging the marker around and that's all it is. And I can't believe they've sold so many of those things over the years.
Yeah. Have you ever used a Luigi board?
I've played Luigi's Haunted Mansion, and that's a really good game.
Close enough.
Have you?
So, call back to episode one, the girl who spit in her own face.
Uh-huh.
She also had a Ouija board.
Uh-huh.
And we played it a few times. Yeah, there was some definite fuckery going on. We got it to do things, but clearly someone was driving the bus.
Yeah, lies. Yeah. All lies.
Yeah, we were like 12 years old.
Yeah.
We didn't have our channeling powers mastered yet, I don't think.
Yeah, channeling powers, by that you mean subtle deception powers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine motor control.
Yeah. All right, hit me with the next one.
Are you superstitious or are you a little stitious? Oh, Michael Scott.
Dad joke. No. I don't think so. I don't even have like a lucky whatever piece of clothes. I have lucky underwear actually.
Oh. Yeah.
But other than that, no.
Okay.
You?
Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, I have lucky stuff. Well not maybe not lucky stuff, but sometimes I'll do things or like I'll do things in a certain order because I feel it's luckier.
Mm.
I believe in that stuff because like it's maybe not a supernatural influence, but sometimes if you tell yourself something's lucky, you do better, like a placebo effect.
I believe in the placebo effect for sure. And my favorite thing about the placebo effect is like how it can work even if you know. And I just want a bottle of sugar pills around all the time so I can tell myself that they're doing whatever I want to be able to do.
Yeah.
And it would work.
Oh, that's a great sponsor for the podcast, actually.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Sugar Pills.
Yeah.
When you need something to work, you take them. Have you ever gone to a graveyard at night?
I feel like I've walked through a graveyard at night. And not specifically for to hunt vampires or anything like that, but...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you feel spoopy?
Probably a little, but not really.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is coming to mind, but I did one of those haunted houses in Niagara Falls, and I fucking loved it. Scared the crap out of me. Mm. You're always sprinting by the end to get out.
Yeah. A good haunted house is a real work of art.
Yeah. Oh, I love those things.
Yeah. I like haunted houses too. Although, we were talking before the podcast, and I sort of believe in ghosts, and you don't at all.
Yeah.
So... I don't feel ghosty in haunted houses because I know they're man-made.
Right.
And there's other people around, and there's staff running them visibly.
Yeah.
But...
And you paid to get in.
And I paid to get in.
Would you go to, a supposedly haunted house, though? In the middle of the night with a flashlight and walk around?
Yeah, so, someone paid me $50,000 to sleep in a known haunted house.
Yeah.
I would not.
Really?
Yeah.
I would for sure. I would love that.
I don't necessarily believe 100% in spirits, but I just don't want to take the chance.
Yeah. That
one decides to burrow into my brain.
For $50,000 you would. I have a hard time believing that you wouldn't do that for 50 grand.
I'd have to have the world's best exorcist on hand. It's on speed dial. And like his rate has to be less than what they're paying me to sleep there.
I would love to do it, but nobody would pay me to do it because I would just be like, okay, yeah, I had a good sleep and I'd like my money now. Thank you.
Well, you realize you're always the first to die in those situations. It's the non-believer that gets haunted first.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your zombie apocalypse weapon of choice?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Zombie. It depends on the type of zombie for sure.
Very true. Very true.
I think Daryl's crossbow in The Walking Dead is obviously great.
I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most stylish weapons.
Yeah, but also practical that you can retrieve the ammo.
True. But it's not very quick fire.
No, and it's not very good for melee either. No,
exactly.
So maybe
and you're not nearly as good with it as Daryl is in the show. He's a headshot machine.
You don't know,
and you'd be missing
about my crossbow skills. What if we said melee though?
Okay, just melee weapon?
Yeah, it would be like a baseball bat with some nails in it or something.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I feel like low I tech. Would get stuck. And then they always get stuck and then you get they eaten.
Always get stuck.
Maybe just something blunt then. But they'd have to be the kind of zombies that are a little rotty so you can get through them quickly.
Like a nice
cuz that's great sound.
Yeah.
I don't think that if they're not rotty, I don't think that a baseball bat is a good weapon because I think it's a lot harder to like bash in a skull than you think.
Yeah, that's a good point. For that reason, I gravitate towards the axe.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Or crowbar,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be harder than you think to use a crowbar to bash a skull in or incapacitate a person.
Well, I think we have some testing to do. Have you ever made a potion?
No. That question offends me.
Well,
what the hell are you talking about?
Well, if you've ever cooked,
yeah.
If you've ever made a soup,
yeah.
That counts.
Uh-huh. Well, then I made a lot of potions. A lot of beef potato potions.
Delicious potions.
Yeah.
Delicious hearty potions.
Have you made a potion?
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, what? What? A non-food potion.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
When I was like 6 or so, my babysitter had I was babysat on this kind of farm thing with some other kids. It was a cult in hindsight.
Excuse me.
But there was a berry bush, I think currant berries is what I think they were. And okay. we would at 4 o'clock, the Gummy Bears show would come on.
Television show?
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Am I thinking of this right?
Gummy Bears? Do you mean the Care Bears?
No. I think it was Gummy Bears.
Okay. Fuck.
I'm going to kick myself later okay. for thinking of this wrong.
Anyways, the Gummy Bear show came on.
They made gummy juice in the show. It was like their... It was like their super sauce.
Did the gummy bears touch you?
In my heart, yes. Forever. So we after the show we'd go out and we'd pick the berries and we'd mash them up in a cup and we'd call it gummy juice.
Okay.
And sometimes we'd add other stuff like a worm or whatever. I think that's a potion.
I don't think that's a potion.
Fuck you.
First of all, that's a fucked up daycare. Second of all, that's not a potion. A potion is some sort of thing that's meant to make someone do something or feel something or have some sort of magical effect.
In our minds,
you were just drinking juice. That's juice.
In our minds, it had a magical effect. We would pretend it gave us like super energy. Mm-hmm. And we'd drink it and we'd run around like crazy kids. This was 93 when you could get away with that kind of thing unsupervised.
Was its power that it made the dark memories of the babysitting go away?
It made us sleepy. Oh god. This episode of Good Question, Spooky Edition, has been brought to you by Candy Corn. When you're too cheap to buy a good candy.
Do you want me to do some questions to you?
Sure, you got some lightning rounders?
Yeah. If you had to chop off a piece of your body, which would you choose?
Oh, man. Yes, I've given this previous thought without knowledge of this being a question. But, like, okay, well, how big of a part? Like a foot? Because I'd probably go with a foot.
There's no size limit, but I feel like we can't do fingers or toes because that's cheating.
Okay, that's too small.
Yeah.
We can't do earlobes.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'd go with foot because, well, it's pretty hideable. I mean, you wouldn't not notice it. Probably have to relearn to walk and everything like that. But prosthetics are really good.
Man, I would not have gone foot to start.
What'd you go with?
That just seems so debilitating.
Well, hands are too useful.
Yeah.
You can't
chop off your head either.
Can't go head.
Like, could you go nose? Is that allowed?
I'd say it's allowed, but I would definitely choose foot over nose.
I feel like I would choose nose over foot.
Wow.
Because you could just get a prosthetic nose, too.
Oh, true. Yeah, they make pretty convincing fake noses.
Or you could just be the best Voldemort ever on Halloween.
Yeah. Did you see the Reddit post a couple days ago about how all the best villains have no nose? Red Skull, Voldemort, who else? There was like six of them.
I don't know, but that's probably a good point. Yeah, then I think probably ear is too small for our purposes, because you would just choose ear, like, wouldn't you? I don't know. Would you choose foot over ear?
No, I'd take ear over foot.
What about if we do go small? Like, would you do a finger or a toe?
Oh, toe for sure. Not my big toe, though.
Yeah.
Big toes are really important.
Yeah.
But, like, pinky toe, that's, like, negligible. I'd almost just do that for fun.
What about a nipple?
Yeah, I'd go.
It's not
I'd
useful to you.
Yeah, sure. I'd go both nipples. I'd have to do both. I wouldn't just do one.
That's fair. Okay. Would you buy a doll that you knew was haunted?
Hell no.
Yeah, why would anybody say yes?
That I knew was haunted? Well, actually, wait. Okay. Is it good haunted or bad haunted?
Yeah, I guess that's the question.
Is it haunted with the ghost of Freddie Mercury, like that statue was?
Haunted implies bad, I think.
Okay.
So no, nobody would ever do that. Does the sight of blood make you squeamish?
No. I'm pretty good with blood. Apparently, I just found out I have what's called a vagal response to needles. And I didn't... When they put it in my arm, it's fine, but it seems to be like anywhere else. I get all dizzy and flushed and want to throw up.
I fainted once when I was a teenager and they were taking blood, but it's not a consistent thing.
Hmm.
What is your favorite episode of Black Mirror?
Oh, man, how do you choose? There's so many. I didn't think the most recent season was the strongest season by far. I think it's got to be something from the first season.
I liked the social credit system one.
That's a great episode and like so scary plausible.
Not even plausible. Like, isn't China implementing something similar?
Yeah. We're basically on the cusp of that right now. But for like scary ones, I really like the one. Actually, I don't think this is season one, but the one where they intercept the soldier's visual feed.
Oh, yeah.
He has like the chip that makes him see demons instead of people.
Well, in that same vein, what about the one that blocks bad things from being seen by children?
Yeah, that's a great episode too. Very, very poignant.
Yeah, but also like bad parenting. Like, why would you ever think that's a good idea?
I know. That was my first thing.
So obviously a bad idea. Yeah,
who would sign up for this?
Would you consider trying on a straitjacket for $100?
Yeah, of course. What? I think I may have had the opportunity to do this at one point.
I feel like I did too, but I don't remember. And now I'm feeling like we were both kidnapped at some point.
I really feel like I've put those things on a lot of times.
So this question is right after, would you consider trying a straitjacket for $100? And it's another $100 question, but it's way the other way. Would you consider tasting human flesh for $100?
Yeah, that's a real right turn from that last question. You know, they call it the long pig. It tastes like pork.
Who calls it that?
Cannibals. I'm curious. I think if someone died and they said they wanted to donate their body to feed others or something, and like they were okay with me eating them, I'd have a bite.
My favorite questions are the ones that we disagree on strongly, and I'm like having a gag response to this question. Like, I might throw up right now. So, that is so gross to me.
So if we're in a survival situation, you don't want me to eat you.
I'm imagining,
and you wouldn't eat me.
I'm imagining you can eat me. I don't care. I'm dead.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm imagining though, like uncooked, like jelly.
No. I'm thinking like properly roasted.
Yeah, if you prepared it,
meat or something.
If you prepared it, I would try it. And in a survival situation, I would probably do it. But it is, that question does make me very squeamish.
Awesome.
Would you rather get bitten by a vampire or bitten by a zombie?
Oh, what? Vampire, obviously.
But think of the implications. Do you want to live forever?
Don't we all?
I guess that's the question. Zombies live forever too, though.
You can always kill yourself.
Like, as a vampire?
Stake yourself, yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
I guess I don't know what the experience of being a zombie really would be like. Like, do you think they're actually raging all the time, or do you think it's just like pure bliss and simplicity that your life is just about brains now?
It would be nice to have only one worry.
Yeah. Where's your next brain coming from?
Yeah. No, you're right. The obvious answer is vampire to that. How often do you think about death?
3 to 4 times a day. I'm not joking.
Oh, God. Why?
I don't know, just like I think about how close I've come to dying all the time. Or like,
does that happen often for you?
Yeah, it seems to be more and more. Like the older I get, I think about how close to dying you are every time you drive a car, or just the odds of impending doom around you all the time that you can't acknowledge if you want to live like a normal life. If you start dwelling on it too much,
yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah. If you were given the death penalty, what would your last meal be?
Probably a cheeseburger and McNuggets from McDonald's.
Good choice. That's all the questions I have. Do you want to hit me with some more?
I had a couple other ones here. Have you ever played Bloody Mary?
I don't really know what that is.
It's when I think you just have to say Bloody Mary 3 times. I'm not sure if it has to be in the mirror.
And what's supposed to happen?
She's supposed to show up.
That seems like a dumb game.
I think when we were kids, we called it Candyman. It's the same thing. You say it in the mirror 3 times.
Isn't that Beetlejuice's thing too?
That is how you summon Beetlejuice as well.
Right.
I don't think you have to say it in a mirror.
Is the Bloody Mary one religious?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of that. I would absolutely do it. I would say it in front of a mirror or otherwise. Yeah.
All right, we're going to do it after this episode. Okay. This is the last episode for you. What if you're home alone and you hear footsteps? What do you do?
See, I do get freaked out by that kind of thing if I'm home alone and I hear sounds of any kind. I just like cautiously move around the house and, you know, jump around the corners to scare whoever's here to kill me.
Okay, so you take a proactive approach. You don't run out of the house.
No.
Or hide under the bed.
No. I haven't hid under a bed in a long time, actually.
Yeah, my bed is not conducive to hiding under at all. But yeah, that's good. Do you have like a room to room plan of attack for ambush if you do have to face home invaders, supernatural or otherwise?
Now that you ask, I think what I would do is plan to escape to upstairs and go out a window to get away. But I don't have a plan. I also don't have like a baseball bat sitting anywhere, which I maybe should.
Yeah. I was going to say, I have now stashed, go-to weapons on every floor/every room of my home because of that reason. I have, an axe by the couch.
It's just out all the time.
Yeah. It's literally when I'm lying on the couch, I can reach my hand back and grab the handle. And sometimes I just do that just to make sure it's, if I hear a little noise, I'll just reach my hand back and touch the axe. And I have upstairs, I bought the biggest mag light that they sell.
Because that's heavy.
Yeah. It takes six double D battery or yeah. six D batteries.
Yeah.
And double D batteries. Flashlight's got huge knockers. Yeah, it's very heavy. It's just a blunt force object.
Yeah.
For sure. And then I have a little, in my mind, I have a plan of how I'd move depending on where they were coming from. In the heat of the moment, I'd probably just piss myself. I have my dick in my hand anyway. So probably wouldn't get off to the start that I'm envisioning. But yeah, I'm like, okay, I grab the axe, I roll to that corner.
You're done. Yeah. You stop there.
And at that point, I've cut my own head off.
Yeah, you failed the roll. I guarantee it.
They just come in and see me writhing on the floor in my own blood.
Damn it. I cut myself. Take what you need.
Yeah. You win.
It's the mailman.
Again, I'll call the ambulance for you, Jeff.